Hello and welcome back to Grace and Peace Lenten Devotional. Today is Good Friday, April the 3rd, Lent 39. We continue on Ephesians chapter 3, which says, I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. So one of the questions that I often hear a lot is, since I've become pastor, is trying to understand the Triduum, which is the 3 days, of course, we celebrate in Holy Week. Not all church does a holy Easter vigil, which sometimes happens on Saturdays before Easter. Our church doesn't do that tradition here, but it is part of the Triduum. So you have Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Vigil, and then usually Easter Sunday. So here on Good Friday, as we have today, a lot of people ask the question, of course, why is Friday so good? And I explained that sort of in my last Wednesday sermon about what makes Friday so good. Obviously, without Good Friday and as graphic and gory as all the events that took place on that day is, it's important for us to remember that without a Good Friday, without those events happening on that Friday, there would be no Easter. There would be no reason for celebration. And it was on account of what Christ did on that Friday, which makes it so good, because that is at the heart and soul of what all of the Christian faith is about. It is about who Christ was and why he came and did what he did in order to save us on account of God's grace and goodness, not because of anything that we have done, but because of how much God loves us. And that's what makes Friday so good. So in Paul's lesson for today, he's speaking about having the power to comprehend. You know, I have to admit, I've never been a real academic student. All my life, I struggled to really comprehend things. I had a reading comprehension problem when I was in elementary school for many, many years. That kind of went unnoticed because I was an unruly student. I misbehaved quite a bit in school. But a part of that was because I got so frustrated because I couldn't understand things. And, you know, it seemed like all the other kids were just doing so much better than me. And so my ammunition, you know, whatever you might call it, my way to combat that was, of course, to lash out, to get the teacher's attention and to get my mother's attention at the time. And, of course, I didn't know it at the time, you know, that I was really why I was having those troubles. But I remember, you know, pretty much it was happened in fourth grade when they found when I had the love of a really strong teacher who just finally said to me, you know, I'm not giving up on you. You are going to learn to read. You are going to learn to comprehend. And we're going to stay here until you do. And she finally, you know, was the only teacher that really took the time to really nurture me and to really help me at that point in time, which I needed. And it was then that they realized that I had this reading comprehension problem, and I ended up in reading remedial classes all the way until I went to junior high school. So I never took any science until I was in junior high school. And that was an eye-opening experience when I got to junior high school, when all of a sudden, you know, you're dissecting things and everything. And I'm like, wait a minute, I need to learn some of this stuff. So it was really interesting. But when we talk about understanding and trying to comprehend God, you know, here's the bottom line, if you don't hear me say anything else, and I've said this before in this study, I know I have, we have to wrap our head around this concept. As human beings, we cannot fully understand and comprehend everything about God. It is simply not possible. That is why it is called a mystery. That's why we have these words like faith. Because at some point, you just either have to believe it or you don't. And the way you come to believe it, though, is by continuing to immerse yourself in what God provides. so that you develop a knowledge and allow the Holy Spirit in you to really give you the knowledge that you need in order to kind of make ends meet, if that makes sense. And so, you know, Paul here is praying that for the power of comprehension so that you are open for the work of the Spirit. And the last part of this text, he talks about that you know the love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge. So no matter how much you think you know about God, or how much you think that God loves you, I want you to magnify that by like 100. And that's probably how much that God loves each of us. I don't know what the exact number is. I know I'm the one with the seminary. I should know these things. But no, it's true. No one can really understand the whole workings in the mind of God. And we can never fully understand how much that God loves us. But what we can say is, going back to the first part, what makes God's love so good and Good Friday so good is what God was willing to sacrifice for us. And that's what makes all of this really good, and what makes knowing the love of God so good. Because why else would God give his only son if it were not for someone that he deeply cared for, like you and me? And that's something worth remembering this Good Friday. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you made us vessels to hold you and the knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ. Fill us with the fullness of all that you are, and continue to fill us by your Holy Spirit, so that we can be mindful of your presence always. In Jesus' name, amen.